In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. A Polish priest burns the church. Giovanni thought that he would pay a visit to the church in the village of Las Vegas de las Gallinas before he quit the northern New Mexico territory. The original church of Nuestra Señora de los Dolores was said to date back to 1836. It was an adobe structure with a false wooden front and a cupola which was all whitewashed to maintain its prominence. It was said that in the year previous to that, on March the 20th of 1835, Juan de Jesus Maez, Miguel Antonio Casaus, and 25 other families from San Miguel del Vado had petitioned the corporation of El Vado for a tract of vacant uncultivated land known as Las Vegas on the Gallinas River. This tract of land was later confirmed by an act of Congress of the United States of America. The building was administered from the main church at San Miguel del Vado prior to 1852. Then something unusual happened. A Polish priest named Father Alexander Greszlowski was assigned to Las Vegas. The people would refer to him as El Padre Polaco. He was a habitual pipe smoker and he would often use a candle to light his pipe. One day, the candle fell and ignited some flammable materials, causing the original church of Nuestra Señora de los Dolores to be destroyed by fire. Thus, the old church was abandoned and this new one was built. The Church of Our Lady of Sorrows was rebuilt and now, 17 years later, it was just nearing completion. Stone had been brought in from Romeroville and from Anton Chico. Lumber and vigas came in from Rosiada. The building was overseen by Don Miguel Romero himself. It was given a stone facade which caused Archbishop Lamy to describe it as a folk expression of Gothic revival architecture. But the people were very proud of it, not the least of whom was Father J.H. Couder. It was a beautiful church made by many hours of labor. As Giovanni came close to the outskirts of the village on the far side of the church, a buggy stopped by the side of the road. A family within were all dressed up in their finery, and they paused to invite the hermit to join them.
"Hey, Señor Ermitaño,"
began the gentleman with the reins. "If you are on your way to church, we can make it easier for you. We are going there, too. Perhaps we can give you a ride to Holy Mass."
"Gracias, amigo," returned the hermit. "But really, I'm in a hurry."
He turned and continued walking. The man and his wife looked at each other curiously, not having understood the hermit's remark. But since they too might be late for church, they just giddy-upped the horse and kept on going. As they were nearing the church site, the man felt his wife grasp him tightly by the upper arm and squeeze.
"Look there," she cried.
Way ahead of them, already entering the church, was the hermit. Somehow he had outstripped their own horse and buggy in speed, leaving them miles behind. They rushed into the church and sought him out. So great was their sense of urgency that they soon attracted the attention of a fellow parishioner who had just ridden up on his horse. Their agitated state caused him to inquire, "Are you missing someone?"
"Yes,"
they both replied. "We're looking for Giovanni Maria Agostini Giustiniani. He is the holy hermit, and we just saw him step into the church building. But now we don't see him anywhere." Their fellow parishioner just scratched his head in deep thought. As he listened to them, "What you are telling me can't possibly be true," he said slowly. "I've just ridden from the peak where his cave is, and I just saw him up there. He was praying."
The people of the village were not ready to understand the mysteries of bilocation. The last trek that Giovanni had made through southern New Mexico had taken him only as far as Belen. He decided that he would need to go further south still if he were to find peace and quiet. Already his reputation as a holy man had preceded him, and he was beleaguered by people in towns and villages whenever he stopped. He would often find it necessary to walk at night in order to avoid the throngs. One night he came across a Comanche encampment. He was led before the elder, who simply said to him, "I am Victorio of the Mescalero Apaches." You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit, Larry Torres. Adios.